Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the latest episode of Trundle Bed Tales. This is your host, Sarah Utoff, and we run Trundle Bed Tales, the podcast about Laura Ingalls Wilder, historic foodways, one-room schools, and other social history. This is Sarah Utoff, the host and creator of Trundle Bed Tales. Find us all around the web under Trundle Bed Tales and on your favorite social media platform. If you listen or just have an account on a podcast system, please leave positive feedback because it helps people find the show. And with that, we are going to do just a little housekeeping. And we aren't going to be doing the chat today, or usually we don't do call-ins because this is our what's going on update. But I did want to make sure you know that normally you can call in with questions at 714-242-5253. That's 714-242-5253, or toll free 1-877-633-9389. That's toll free 1-877-633-9389. And if you have trouble getting in the toll free number, use your cell phone to call the other one. Normally we've got chat when we're live streaming episodes. If you want to email me, you can find me at info@trundlebedtales.com. Or, as I say, all over social media. And with that, I want to get into what is going on. First, I want to say I am sorry that I didn't get this done Tuesday. Actually, I had it all ready to go, and then the Blog Talk Radio site was down. So that's the second time that's happened to me this year, which is really odd because I don't really remember it happening that frequently before. But hopefully it's all straightened out. And we're going to be talking about a couple different things today. First off, the home site. Oh, here we go. The home site are opening up again for the year, waking up. And the buildings are now open at Walnut Grove. And you can, usually you can request to go anytime if you call them ahead of time, and they may not or may not be able to accommodate you at any of the home sites, but it's always worth a phone call because you never know. As far as my looking forward for the year, yes, I know it's getting terribly late and I'm kind of discouraged too, but I did get the roundup one done, and I actually have decided to just go ahead and do the what's coming up in the next year. I have some hope of doing it Sunday. I thought I'd get it done last weekend, but with Easter and a whole bunch of unexpected stuff happening, I didn't. But we'll cross our fingers, we'll get that done this week. And then we can go back to getting interview people. All right, so I always like to start out with my presentation. And we tend to have a lot of them during April. This is National Library Week, and people think that is a great time to have a speaker. Although it really is more in the way of Well, the first one anyway is a museum. So I've got two scheduled this month. There's quite a few scheduled in May. And this month we're doing In the Kitchen with Laura at the Historical Society of Marshall County, Marshalltown, Iowa, which is going to be Tuesday, April 9th at 2024 at 6:30 p.m. It is, Marshalltown has a great collection of stuff. They have a one-room school museum set to 1913, which one-room schools set to a particular year are always much better museums than those that aren't. So I recommend you make an opportunity to get there, even if you normally don't. Marshalltown is also the site of my all-time favorite statue. So if you, I hope it's still there. I'll let you know after the program. Then I'm going to be doing my general Laura program, A Long Way Home, in Eldora, Iowa, on Tuesday, April 30th at 10:30 a.m. So the general program is based on the foundations of my original Laura program all those years ago, but I think maybe I've got one picture left in there from that first go around, but it is where I always stick my best new pictures, and it is where you can get a lot of information. It's my deepest dive, and you can have me do it as myself, in which I can dive deeper because there are lots of things that I know that Laura wouldn't tell you. So we try and honor that when I am in character. So those are the programs for this month. Looking ahead, I've got a bunch coming in May. I also am going to be at Baroque, Iowa for their Laura Days, and I'm really looking forward to that. I'm going to be doing packing up there for that one. And also I'm going to then do some work in the One Room School Museum they have. They are not going to be doing a cast event this year. I think they may try and do one in conjunction with Loose Gravel in the future, but there is absolutely nothing planned now. And we'll just have to see if they do, but they are going to have me, which is just as good. Okay, it depends on your opinion. But I think we're going to have a lot of fun there in Burr Oak, and I hope to see you then. And I think, and this one is still tentative, but I'm hoping to get over to DeSmet this summer to speak there. We're still trying to get it worked out. If we do, I will let you know. And I am still hovering on the edge of three different trips that I still might do this year. And that's my deep breath, because I want to do all three of them and I don't think I can afford it. And at least one, I am getting more and more sure I'm not going to be able to. But we shall have to. It's always good to get Laura trips in, and that gets me stuff to post on the YouTube channel, which I'm still really working on editing, and will hopefully have some more videos coming out this year. Last month, again, I just had the one, which was unwinding a striking clock, just like Almanzo did every week for his all of their marriage. And I had a second one actually ready to go, but YouTube isn't wanting me to upload shorts right now. I'm not sure why. I'm still trying to figure that out. So I should have at least two this month. I hope so. So keep an eye out on that. Now that gets us down to the Laura Ingalls Wilder events that are being held this month. And the first one is Little House in the Prairie, the musical. And in the wrap-up for last year, I talked about how there were very few Christmas plays about Laura done this year. It really was odd that I think it's because we actually had several Little House on the Prairie, the musical bookings, and people didn't want to do both, which I can understand. So I don't know if that will continue. I will say that two of the times that it's booked this year, I just found out because somebody told me, despite the fact I try and keep on top of these things. So if you hear of a Little House on the Prairie, the musical production near you, please let me know. I really appreciate it. But the one this month is at Griffin, Georgia, and it's going to be at the Camelot Theater Company on between April 19th and April 21st. I really would like to see a community theater do it. I really would like just to see the Iowa City Community Theater do it because they tend to be amazing on props. And I am very interested in how there is a scene where Laura and Manly are in a sleigh. And to do that, they had them on these little scooter boards you may have seen and had ropes around what looked like footlights. I'm not sure if they were really footlights or if they were just something else, but they had ropes around them and they used that rope to pull themselves around the set. And it was super duper impressive. It really was one of the best pieces of staging I've seen. And I just don't see local theaters being able to do it. So I want to see how they are doing that. If you've seen a local production, let me know how they did that. But anyway, so that's the one this month, April 19th to 21st, Griffin, Georgia. And then we are down to the Missouri Cherry Blossom Festival in Marshfield, Missouri. I have yet to get there. If you haven't heard of this event, it is kind of an odd event. I don't think there is anybody who does this exact flavor of event because it has two really arms. And the first one is to be very historic, and they have people there who are like relatives of the president, people who have done impressive things. They really like relatives of people telling direct firsthand accounts of their famous relatives. So that is one half of the program. The other half of the program is actors and old TV shows. And they have them do various things. And one of the TV shows that they do is Little House on the Prairie. So on, I'm just going to give you a couple highlights here because they have a ton of stuff going on, and this was not a good year for them getting information out early. But I will just mention this because I love this movie. They are having the annual Cherry Blossom Tea, and their special guest is going to be Leslie Ann Warren, who is Cinderella in Rodgers and Hammerstein's 1965 production of Cinderella. It is out on DVD. I don't know if it's streaming anywhere. It should be because it's awesome sauce. It is just like the, well, I don't want to say it is the best Cinderella because also in the running are the Disney cartoon, the Disney live action, and Ever After, and all of these movies are amazing. But this musical is certainly worth seeing. You need to see it. It's also pretty funny because the prince was an actor who had studied with the method acting, where you're very big into motivations and being incredibly serious. And most of the rest of the cast were doing the standard kind of, musical acting, which tends to be a little more hammy, a little more big strokes. And it's perfect for the part that he is so serious. And I just, I can't tell you how much I enjoy this musical and the songs from it. So I think going to the Cinderella theme tea sounds awesome. And that's going to be Thursday, April 25th. I am not going to be there, sadly. This probably would have been the year to go, but I didn't. Anyway, then on Friday, April 26th, they are having Nellie's Breakfast, which is benefiting the Laura Ingalls Wilder Children's Literature Festival, which is an event held in the fall at the Laura Ingalls Wilder Home and Museum in Mansfield. It was originally in the spring, so it would be sort of right after this event, but they've moved it to the fall to be its own. And they're going to have Nellie Olson, well, Allison Ingram, Dean Butler, Amanda Wilder, Wendy Lou Lee, Baby Grace Ingalls, Charlotte Stewart, Miss Beadle, Jennifer Donati, and I'm sorry, I still can't say her name. I don't know what's right. Baby Rose Wilder, David Friedman, Jason Carter, Patrick Labrador, Andy Garvey, and other memorable cast members from the classic television show. No idea who they would be yet, but those are the current list. Then I always have a setting that is, I mean, I have the Cherry Blossom Festival pulled separate because it really is a bigger event. But the cast reunions at non-home site towns of more than three cast members is another one of my categories. And this week, starting today actually, they are going to have a cast reunion at the Prairie Days at Patty's 1880 Settlement in Grand Rivers, Kentucky, which will be held April 5th to the 7th. They are having a Little House on the Prairie cast reunion meet and greet, which should be getting started in just a couple minutes. That is going to be, you know, the cast members that are there. Tonight they're having the Little House Murder Mystery Dinner Theater, which is a murder mystery that they have set up, basing it on as if the characters had grown older and are now in the like 1930s. I don't know if they've got a year for it, but it's somewhere around there. And it sounds very interesting. They also have a stagecoach that you can ride at that site. And the attendees are going to be Allison Ingram, Nellie Olson, Dean Butler, Amanda Wilder, Pamela Roylett, Sarah Carter, Jennifer Donaghy, Baby Rose Wilder, Wendy Lou Lee, Baby Grace Ingalls, Charlotte Stewart, Miss Beadle, David Friedman, Jason Carter, Dan McBride, Henry Riley, who's customer at Nellie's restaurant. Now, he had to cancel on the Simi Valley event because of a medical issue. He needed to get surgery, so I don't know that he's going to be there this weekend either, but he was at least originally scheduled. And Olivia Barash, who is Sylvia Webb and from the Rapist Clown episode, and I have just had it pointed out to me, was also in Child of Glass, which is a Disney movie, which only makes sense at the end of the movie looking back, the name of it. But, I mean, the movie makes sense, but the name of it doesn't, and nobody can ever remember it. In my elementary school, anyway, we called it the movie with the little girl ghost singing Frère Jacques to her doll. And we actually did talk about it. It was, people loved that movie, but that's what we called it. The one with the little girl ghost singing Frère Jacques to her doll. So if that brings up an image for you, that is Child of Glass. And that is what I have on the schedule for today. I am hopefully going to have another YouTube video, not today. I'm hoping for next week. We'll have to see. Hopefully another podcast will be coming soon. thank you for checking out what's going on with me, and I will see you soon. Remember to brighten the corner where you are. Thank you.